The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 18th of May, 2008. It's the birthday of Frank Capra, born in Bisacquono, Sicily, in 1897, moved to this country to Los Angeles when he was 6 years old with his family, sold newspapers as a boy in the Sicilian ghetto in Los Angeles, played the banjo in nightclubs, went to Caltech, studied chemical engineering. In 1922, he was unemployed, he was poor, he was living in San Francisco. When he read in the newspaper that a man named Walter Montague was starting a movie studio in a gymnasium in San Francisco, Frank Capra called him up, talked his way into getting a job directing his first movie, a one-reel film based on a Kipling poem. Worked for the next 6 years in the movie business. He was a prop man. He was a comedy writer. In 1928, he signed a contract with Columbia, and 5 years later, he made his first big hit, the screwball comedy It Happened One Night. 1933, won the Academy Award for Best Director. In the next 15 years, Frank Capra made a whole string of successful movies, most of them about an idealistic man from small-town America goes up against powerful people, greedy politicians or lawyers or journalists. Capra said the moral of his movies was a simple, honest man driven into a corner by predatory sophisticates can, if he will, reach down into his God-given resources and come up with the necessary handfuls of courage, wit, and love to triumph over his environment. His movies were so distinctive and influential that the word Capra-esque has made it into the dictionary. Movies such as It Happened One Night, Mr. Deeds Goes to Town, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and It's a Wonderful Life, made in 1946, starring Jimmy Stewart, about a small-town hero who battles corruption. It didn't do very well at the box office, and for some reason, Frank Capra didn't renew its copyright in 1974. It came into the public domain, and PBS started playing it every year around Christmas, and it has become a Christmas tradition for families around the country. Frank Capra, who said, "I wanted to glorify the average man, the ordinary guy whose strength I admire, whose survivability I admire." Here's a poem for today, a poem by Jim Harrison, entitled Easter Morning. On Easter morning all over America, the peasants are frying potatoes in bacon grease. We're not supposed to have peasants, but there are tens of millions of them frying potatoes on Easter morning, cheap and delicious with ketchup. If Jesus were here this morning, he might be eating fried potatoes with my friend who has a 51 Dodge and a 72 Pontiac. When his kids ask why they don't have a new car, he says, "These cars were new once, and now they're experienced." He can fix anything. And when rich folks call to get a toilet repaired, he pauses extra hours so that they can further learn what we're made of. I told him that in Mexico, the poor say that when there's lightning, the rich think that God is taking their picture. He laughed. Like peasants everywhere in the history of the world, ours can't figure out why they're getting poorer. Their sons join the army to get work being shot at. Your ideals are invisible clouds, so try not to suffocate the poor, the peasants, with your sympathies. They know that you're staring at them. A poem by Jim Harrison, Easter Morning, used by permission of the poet, here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Thomas Schweitzer and Katrina Ciccala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.